Hello once again. Before I start off, I forgot to mention this in the last video, but anybody wants to start their own podcast and want to get paid, Anchor is the way to go. You could go ahead and talk about the things you want to do, talk about and get paid for it. So why wait? Start now. That being said, I wanted to go ahead and wind up discussing about what people have been doing during this time of like a little miniature lockdown. Obviously, you could go where you want to go, but for me personally, I limit the amount of time I do stay outside. That way, I'm not bringing any of that garbage home. So when I'm home for most of my time, I tend to go ahead and have my kids torture me with love. Or I tend to go ahead and play some type of game to go ahead and kill time. So I would like to know what it is that you guys might be doing to kill time. What games do you wind up playing? I have a little bit of suggestions. For one, if you do live with somebody who doesn't mind playing a game with you, my wife, I actually got her to play. I didn't even think I was going to go ahead and play with this, but I was a little bit bored, so I went up downloading the game that she actually wanted to participate in, and that was the Minecraft dungeon. First and foremost, I'm not a big Minecraft fan. I cannot at all. I'm not a big fan of somewhat, but not really, of a game that is like generates the world and is always different every single time you play. I only say that because then it becomes difficult to find out things that you're supposed to find. So me watching my father playing Minecraft, there's like this portal that you're supposed to go into and fight this dragon or whatever to finish the game. I'm bad at looking for those types of things. It reminds me of Don't Starve. Now, I do like the game for its quirkiness, but wow, that game is so difficult. You die once, that's it. You could be in day 200 and something kills you, that's it. You have to start all the way straight from day one. So it kind of reminds me of a Tamagotchi. But now you're putting in a little bit more effort for your character to survive. Anyway, the Minecraft dungeon is like your typical RPG in the world of Minecraft. You could obviously buy like any other game certain weapons, but it's random. You're not going to know what weapon you're going to want to get. You could basically summon pets to follow you, get certain weapons, do certain powers. So it's your basic thing, but in Minecraft form. And it wasn't as bad. I do wish they could have done maybe something a little bit different. Other than that, it was an okay game to kill time. My wife and I just actually finished the game today. We had to cheese it a little bit. For anybody who plays that game, and you go into the ending, these are the items you're going to want to take with you. Fire arrow. Either if you have the lightning rod or that 4th of July firecracker arrow, I forgot what you call it, and I believe it was called a totem. It's supposed to generate like a shield around you, so any projectile cannot reach you. Now, it's good to have that because when you first fight the master, he's just like regular, but he summons these born arrow guys at you. And they're going to take a lot of health off of you. So what I had told my wife was that we're going to get inside my shield and we're going to start shooting. When he does the second form, that form is the hardest. Because his beams, that he has like two versions of. One is like this X round table. It shoots off in different directions and then it goes in circles. That hits extremely hard. Then you got him summoning like these head blocks from the floor. I think he summons like four of them. Trying to hit you in whatever direction that you're going towards. What I was doing with my wife was that I make sure while he does that, I have the totem up. And we start taking pop shots. Like we just start hammering from him. If he got a little too close, because he also shoots out these like white orbs or something, I get underneath him and I hit him. Now, hit him like about 2 or 3 times. Don't get a little bit too greedy with it, because when he does that beam shot, forget about it. You keep repeating the process you learn upon watching what he does, you will most likely beat the game within that first round. Second game, I would say it. A lot of people are going to have an issue probably with this one. And I know a lot of people are saying this is like a waste of time with this remake. I'll say Resident Evil 3. I find it to be slightly better than a remake of 2, which is going to be shocking for some people, because I like the remake to Resident Evil 2. I'm a huge Resident Evil 2 fan. Anybody could wind up telling you that. I could beat the game with, like, within probably under 50 minutes if I just wind up, for the original, for the remake. Probably, I think roughly around maybe that same time, if I remember where everything is at, and I have my unlimited rocket launcher. But I like 3 because it was more open. You got to see more of the things that were happening around you than being in your police station to like underground stuff. And they play off very differently, because you are, when you play part 2, it's like your typical horror, dark shadows and things like that. You would feel that. And that's what part 2 was meant for you to do. So you can't roll, because obviously you are in such a narrow place that it's going to be hard for you to roll past anything while hitting the object. So that makes sense. For Resident Evil 3, they had like the dodge buttons to roll, I believe, as well. But that makes sense for 3, because you are playing in a much open environment, so you can move around more freely. Plus, when you got this guy chasing you, the nemesis, with the rocket launcher, Gatling, whatever it is that he wants to hit you with, you're going to want to dodge. Now, a lot of people do complain that he doesn't come out as much as in the third one. When I played the third one, the original, I really did have any ammunition or anything like that. And I was not going to be wasting any of my bullets on him. And he doesn't really give you anything, if I remember correctly, upon beating him, if he randomly appears. But when you go into the choices battle, and what I mean by that is every single time he comes in, the game will prompt 2 choices for you to take. One is obviously fighting them, the other one is run away. Now the remake doesn't have that. You could fight him and you could get some random stuff from him, which is good. I like that. And at least it's a little bit more easier to dodge him once you read the his signs. And I'm not talking about him writing on the board, lifting it up over his head, saying dodge me. It's his movements. But the game does play a little bit like horror, that there were certain areas that you did feel like, for me, I wasted like a whole bunch of ammunition on certain areas because they were like that crazy. Especially the sewer, which was only a little bit, which I was absolutely fine with that. But it was for me, it was a perfect balance. Some of the locations that were taken off in the game, I didn't mind in this remake. Because in the original, you were in the clock tower when you were infected. This person goes into the hospital, comes back, whatever. In the remake, that would not make sense to do, because why would, like, picture yourself affected. Somebody could have easily walked you to the hospital if you're near it. Why not walk the person there or lift them up to get to the hospital, versus you leaving them in a clock tower or in another building? Then you gotta run to the hospital to run all the way back. It makes absolutely no sense. And plus, this gentleman also had a partner with him, so that person was able to watch and be in the hospital. When you're in a zombie apocalypse, this is only going to be a couple of places for you to hit. One is the police department. Why? Because they have the guns. Secondly, is either the hospital, because you got medical supplies that you're going to be in need of. So I would not want to be in any other area other than the police department or hospital. Because those are like the smarter places to be in. One thing that people do also give an argument about, which makes absolutely no sense to me, is the length of the game. In any Resident Evil game, I believe 1 through Code Veronica, you could be literally in a day. Part 4, maybe a day and a half, I think, if I'm not mistaken. Part 5, definitely, you could be within a day. Excuse me, Part 6, because you play different on people here and there, so I can't be really too sure about that. But in almost every single Resident Evil game, you could beat within a day, so the timing really has no problem with me. Now, it's the replayability, which I gotta say, this part does fail a little bit because I was hoping to have Capcom do a downloadable content for this thing called Operation Mad Jackal. It was, in a way, like Resident Evil Mercenaries. They should have added that. I don't know why they didn't do it. They dropped the ball on that one. Now, what's the other game? I would give it to The Last of Us 2, but I'm really disappointed in the game with the story. Now, there are other reasons why people complain about it, and the first and foremost, they have the right to make the game that they want. They gone through a whole bunch of their four-year college, doing all the work, training to go ahead and be perfect in the way they are. That's for them to go ahead and do. If they want to go ahead and go down that route and do the game their way, that's fine. My issues, and this is going to be spoilers, so do be warned. What I don't like is that I gravitated towards more Joe and Ellie, and I wanted to see how that relationship they have in the first one formed into the second, what issues they dealt with, how they came about that. Because this man was like a father figure to Ellie. And I wanted to have that play more. Not just have him die in the beginning of the game, which was like within 30 minutes or less. That was completely stupid. I did not like that at all. Some people suggested that the person, I forgot the name, Abby, who comes in, should have been friends with Ellie first. And then when the conflict happened, the game could have prompted choices for you, because the game doesn't have multiplayer, not like the first one. And some people were stating that the game should have gave you choices to either kill the, whatever people that Abby was with until you get to Abby, or you could let the people live because of what Joe has done. Mind you, these characters, when they speak to Ellie, don't even mention anything about that. And I would know because I was watching the cutscenes. Mostly, I like to go watch the cutscenes and still play the game. I have kids. I don't want them to watch any of the cutscenes. So I tend to sometimes go on YouTube to look at these things. And I could see why people in that way were complaining, because the character became really dark. And for the character to go ahead and wind up doing that was just like, wow, we're playing another Joe. She could have said, like, look, the violence is gonna stop here. What he did was because of what this person did, but this whole revenge is gonna go ahead and basically you're gonna dig two graves, one that follows you, whoever's with you, and one for yourself. They could have done something like that to like, imagine if you're playing Ellie and then she's about to kill somebody, but then one of your other partners is about to die or suffer. And if you choose to kill the person who was part with Abby's crew, whoever follows you dies, and then it becomes more messed up on your behalf because you choose to do vengeance. But yes, somebody else is going to die because of that. So the game could have played off like that. Didn't wind up doing that, which was basically disappointing. But the other games I have played so far was like mostly Switch games. Resident Evil 6, I'm trying to beat the side mission of Ada. If you're a big Resident Evil fan, the Switch has at least 0, 1. They don't have 2 or 3, although I don't know why they don't put the original. That would have been dope if they would have done that. You can play, no. Do they have Resident Evil Code Veronica X? Damn, I gotta double check that. You could do Resident Evil 5 and 6. They do have Resident Evil Revelations 1 and 2 games to go ahead and check out. They're good, but not great like they could have been, but still good to go ahead and wind up playing. What else games could I think of my head right now at this moment? Oh, even if you are a tablet person, I would say download PUBG, Fortnite, whoever is into that. I cannot play that game. Call of Duty, that's another one. I'm mostly playing like this game on my tablet a lot. Tempest is from Capcom. And that game, it's a card game. I'm not really too big on card games because I would never get my card the way I want. But so far I'm doing okay, I would say. Could be way better, but it's still like a learning process for me. But anyway, let me know what you guys are doing yourself, what movies you guys been watching, or X, Y, and Z. And just let me know. Hopefully this actually goes up to Facebook. I gotta go ahead and test it out right now. Good night.